Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the acca you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The Portugal game and the Ronaldo red card, I think that is the most culturally significant thing that's ever happened at the Aviva Stadium.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Fairly interesting post-match interview from Luke Littler, overshadowed what was a pretty tight match between himself and Rob Cross on day 16 of the 2026 World Darts Championship. We'll work from back to front today and start off with that clash between Littler and Cross. Littler, of course, coming through on a scoreline of 4-2. Cross, he did have a dart to level up at 3 sets apiece, but Littler was there to clean up and get over the line. What followed was a real outburst of emotion from Littler when he did nail that winning double. And then in his post-match interview, basically opting to take on the Alexandra Palace crowd, essentially saying that they can boo all they like because they pay for his prize money. An interesting tact, and I imagine something that someone like Gerwyn Price would have advised him not to do. It'll be interesting to see how he deals with that going forward if he does get embroiled in another game. Just before that, we saw Ryan Searle take to the stage again, and it was another 4-0 win for him. He's through to the quarterfinals, and he's yet to drop a set at this year's World Darts Championships. We saw Josh Rock get the better of Callan Ridds in a scoreline of 4-1. A very emotional Callan Ridds, who of course lost his grandfather not too long after his victory over Daryl Gurney in the previous round. Rock, though, he was up there to do a job, and a job he did. We move into the afternoon, and here's where we lost Nathan Aspinall. He lost 4-3 to Kevin Dutz, and what was a game that sort of took a good bit of time to get going. It looked like it was going to be a story of missed doubles, but when Nathan Aspinall nailed a 170 to go 3-2 up, it seemed as though that would be the turning point. Well, it was, but not in Nathan Aspinall's favour. Kevin Dutz absolutely rattling in 180 after 180 after 180, and reeling off 6 legs on the spin to win 4-3. It was a pretty tough watch on Ricky Evans' behalf as he lost out 4-2 to the 20-year-old Charlie Manby. Evans basically threw away the final set when he went 3-2 down, averaging in the mid-60s, which is really as bad as it gets for a pro darts player. And Justin Hood, he took care of business against Ryan Meikle. Not the flashy stuff we saw from him against Danny Noppert, but he was more than good enough. Moving on to today, and the blockbuster clash is, of course, between Michael Van Gerwen and Gary Anderson. That's the second last game of the day, and it is absolutely not one to be missed. And just after that, the final game of the day, Luke Humphreys, he takes on Kevin Dutz, and I mean, he might not have to be too much better than he was against Gabriel Clemens, but for his own sake, he'll probably want to be. And of course, we've got Jan van Veen returning to the stage, taking on the aforementioned Charlie Manby. You'd expect van Veen to have too much for Manby, but if Manby can improve on those doubles, he could cause van Veen a problem. Josh Rock and Justin Hood, they were in action yesterday, and they're back out today. They're in the final game of the afternoon session, and that could be great. Hood will have to replicate the performance he put in against Danny Nopper. The Swedish debutant Andreas Harrison, he faces Johnny Clayton, and a win for him would see him claim a tour card and mean he'd avoid Q School next week. Clayton, though, he's still on paper the toughest test that Luke Littler's going to have between now and the final. They would meet in the semi-final, but if Littler's to get to that semi-final, he'll have to beat the winner of our opening game in today's afternoon session between Luke Woodhouse and Christoph Ratajski. This, of course, our final day of action before a break over the new year, and we return on New Year's Day for the quarterfinals. I'll see you then.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The Portugal game and the Ronaldo red card, I think that is the most culturally significant thing that's ever happened at the Aviva Stadium.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Hey everybody, it's Off the Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the acca you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.